This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A dual U.S.-Canadian citizen is reportedly among those killed in Gaza after an apparent Israeli airstrike that killed several charity workers. Israel is expressing sorrow but stopping short of taking responsibility. The Israeli military spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
We have been reviewing the incident in the highest levels to understand the circumstances of what happened and how it happened. We will be opening a probe to examine this serious incident further. This will help us reduce the risk of such an event from occurring again.
Donald Trump has posted a $175 million bond in his New York civil fraud case. That stops collection of hundreds of millions more for the moment. So who's responsible for that bridge collapsing in Baltimore after a cargo ship hit it? The owner and manager of the cargo ship have filed court papers.
The filing seeks to cap the company's liability at roughly $43.6 million. Trial lawyer Enrique Serna says the goal of Synergy and Grace Ocean is to try to limit their legal exposure.
What this does is it stops all litigation. It consolidates it in this one filing.
A federal court in Maryland will ultimately decide who is responsible and how much they owe. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A 12-year-old student opened fire at a school in Finland this morning, killing one and seriously wounding two other students. Police say the suspect is under arrest. United Airlines is asking its pilots to take time off in May because of delays getting new planes from Boeing. Some private colleges now cost more than $90,000 as they set their annual costs for tuition, board, meals, and other expenses. This is AP News. They've been treating a patient in Texas for bird flu. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Federal health officials say a case of human bird flu is linked to contact with dairy cows in Texas. Texas health officials say a patient is being treated for the bird flu after coming in contact with cows, which are now known to be susceptible to the avian flu virus. The patient's only reported symptom was eye redness. Federal health officials say this is the first known instance anywhere in the world of a person catching this version of bird flu from a mammal. Last month, officials confirmed bird flu infections among cows in Michigan, Kansas, and Texas. One expert's calling this an unexpected and problematic twist. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Gas prices are holding steady at $3.53 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.